Welcome back. That's Sugar Daddy, D'Angelo and the Vanguard. D'Angelo born on this day in 1974, an appropriate lead-in to this week's issue at Baynard Woods in the city paper. Bay, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Mark. How about you?
I'm good, man. Remember, this is a family station now, so be careful.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to keep it clean. Watching my language here. We don't have to imprint, but I understand the FCC.
Yeah. So, yeah, talk about this as the, dare I say, the Valentine's issue, the sex issue?
What is this issue? Yeah, so we don't have a Valentine's issue. You know, that's a sort of Hallmark holiday, but it's a good time to think about sex, which is central to our lives in many ways. And so instead of doing the kind of horrible stuff that you could imagine publications doing, how millennials date, and just these ridiculous things like that, we wanted to really try to take a look at all of the interesting things that sort of surround sexuality in our world. And as it happens, so many of the stories hit on Marxism, specifically in economics in general.
That's
around
interesting.
Sex. And so it really has turned out to be our Marxist sex issue.
Where is it? I want it now.
it is, and it's really one of the issues I'm most proud of that we've had. So in the City Folk profile I did of a woman, Rebecca Refuse, who is a transgender Marxist feminist sex worker, who's also a sex worker abolitionist. And I mean, it's just this really fascinating, complicated story about how trans people are very often forced into sex work without being able to find because of not being able to find different kind of work, but the really complicated relations surrounding that and the economics and gender identity and sex and performing identity. And she also runs the Transgender Housing Network, which is and has these amazing ideas about how to really be able to help all of the at-youth trans, especially youth in Baltimore, with a room with 5 or 10 beds that could really house them and keep them from being, when they're on the street, in dangerous situations.
Wow.
But now, her website, now you can go on and sign up to offer your couch to someone who's in need, and it's a nationwide thing, and it's amazing. And so when she was talking about her really explicit Marxism, Colby Keller, who was a MICA graduate and an artist, also considers himself a Marxist porn star. And
that's interesting.
He did a project once called, I guess I can't say this on the air.
Well, don't then.
The equivalent of erections that starts with B for books, where he would take a picture of himself with an erection holding a Marxist book if you bought it for him. And he amassed this massive Marxist library this way. And so now he's doing a project called Colby Does America, where he's sleeping with someone in every state of America and filming it and then putting that video up online for people to reuse and remix in various ways. A really fascinating guy. And we have a long Q&A that Evan Serpik did with Dan Savage about alt weeklies and the ability to use the kind of words that I can't use now on the air, and the way that alt weeklies have changed and what it's like to be a sex advice columnist for the last 25 years. And we talked to a cam girl. So this kind of sex work where that's very safe for the worker because you can hide your IP address, you're online. And so sort of about the empowerment of that and the economics of that and the weirdness, some of the weird requests of like playing Dungeons and Dragons naked through your video camera with presumably sort of nerdy guys. And then a big, huge story on a sex party in Curtis Bay, on a kink party, a house called the Igloo that is a sex positive space where all these mini profiles of the people that hang out there. And that's just the stuff in the feature. But all of the art sections are dealing with issues of sex. So we have Michael Farley's amazing piece on the male-female sculpture and the transgender prostitutes near in the Station North Arts District.
That sculpture that so many of us love to hate.
Yeah, yeah. And so he sort of psychoanalyzes why we may love to hate it, that at the time it was built in 2004, there was still a large trans sex worker community in the area that have now been pushed out. And the way that train station bathrooms have this reputation as cruising spaces. And he has the great line that it sits above the train station like the train station's below it like a businessman in a suit groveling beneath a dominatrix. It's really spectacular.
So I saw the cover, which has, I don't know how Karl Marx would like your cover of of him laying in a
That's actually the designer of the issue who photoshopped his hair to look a little bit more like Karl Marx, but Charlie Herrick. Yeah, Karl Marx laying on a satin sheets with a couple dirty magazines whose names reference Marxist things that I also can't.
You can't.
Mention.
No, you can't. No, no.
Yeah.
You can't. No.
The logo of City Paper is spelled out in the clouds of Jupiter, which everyone, all kinds of people with dirty minds have thought was something else, but it actually is the clouds of Jupiter spells out our logo there.
So, I actually want to check this out. So everybody, folks, you can just pop out the City Paper across the city, no pun intended, in boxes across town, and pick it up and have a read. As every week, we're joined here by Baynard Woods, senior editor of the Baltimore City Paper, to tell us what's coming up in this issue. Bay, thanks so much for joining us.
All right, thank you. And that was a great conversation leading up to this, too. Glad you had it.
Thank you. I know that you've been working on that stuff, too, and we'll all be pushing that together.
All right, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Take care, babe. And thank you all for listening to the Mark Steiner Show. It's always an honor and pleasure to have all of you listening to us and joining in with your tweets, comments, and calls as we go through the day. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineer is Andrea Melton. Our engineering intern is Anthony Nichols. Our intern and Day in History research producer is Sienna Greaves. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. And on our way out of here, I Want to Dance with Somebody by the wonderful Whitney Houston, who we lost on this day in 2012. To podcast the Mark Steiner Show and share it with your friends, visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.